It's been a busy period in the Shankill shop, Stephen, with new kit, new leisurewear in the last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. The last few weeks has been, you know, we've been slathers that we have in the shop with the new kit, but sales going really, really well. And again, I just can only thank our supporters for coming out in numbers and for the support that they're giving the Shankill Superstore and Linfield Football Club. And I would appeal to them, please continue with this much needed support.
We have a new sponsor coming on the home kit, Mooney's. Will supporters be able to get that logo attached to the shirt?
Yes, Andrew. Good news is from this coming Thursday, we will have the new machine set up in the Shankill shop and supporters can come in and leave their shirt and we will do it in-house in the Shankill Superstore.
Commercially, it's a busy time, you know. We've a lot of home matches coming up starting from September. You're looking for supporters' clubs to get behind us with match and ball sponsorships, aren't you?
Yeah, this year's going to be a very important year for the club because with us being in this sort of transition period with the new ground, we're appealing to supporters' clubs and the individual supporters to come out and support us in match ball sponsorship and match sponsorship. And this year, because of the upheaval at the ground, we're reducing the price down. The match ball sponsor will be £100 now, which will cover two people in the director's box and a nice ball presented at the end of the game, signed by the team. And any company or individuals who would like to sponsor the match, we can accommodate four people for £200. And that's a good reduction than what it normally is. And again, we need this much needed sponsorship this year. And so please, supporters clubs, individuals, businesses, please come out and support us and contact myself or any member of the marketing committee.
And shirt sponsorship, that's been going well. You've been getting a good response on the shirt sponsorship.
Yeah, Stephen McKernan, who's a really good lad, good Linfield man through and through. Stephen's been a great help to me over the years. And Stephen has taken on the role of looking after the shirt sponsorship this year. And I think, as we speak, there's only 11 shirts left. So please, again, contact Stephen and he will let you know who's still available.
The Windsor shop has obviously closed down because it's been knocked down and everything has been moved to the Shankill. But on a match day starting from the 13th of September, will there be an outlet for people to buy gear at Windsor Park on match days?
Yes, again, Andrew, the new temporary accommodation has come in and they've managed to find a bit of an area for us that will be able to have a temporary shop on match days and match nights. So there will be a facility at each game for supporters to buy merchandise, shirts, whatever they need.
As I said, it's been a real busy time. There's been a lot of online shop orders coming through as well. It's a really busy period for us, isn't it?
Yeah, the online shop is really buzzing at the minute. I mean, this week I've sent orders till Australia, Canada, United States, all over Scotland and England. Absolutely, we're sending out maybe 50, 60 orders per week now, and it seems to be increasing every week. And again, I would like just to thank the staff in the shop because it's all at pressure on them, but they seem to be coping with it well. And, you know, this is something we're really looking forward to building on.
And there's even more pressure on the staff at the moment because they're now taking orders for tickets and posting out tickets over the next few days. But it's all a great service for the supporters, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the ticket and Andy is something maybe we should have looked at in the past, but it's great now that we have this facility. I mean, people's ringing in, Port Glenone, Coleraine, Ballymena, and instead of having to come away up in the bus or the car to get the ticket, they ring the Shankill Superstore, pay over the phone, and we'll have the ticket sent out to them within a few days.
And the deadline's Wednesday for posting out tickets for the Port of Down game, yeah?
Deadline for Port of Down is Wednesday, so I'll encourage supporters, don't leave it too late. Get in quickly to get your tickets out to you.
There's a real feel-good factor. We're all looking forward to hopefully a successful season ahead.
Yeah, indeed. You know, there really is. There's a buzz about the club now, and everybody's looking forward to the new season. Can't wait the next Saturday to Port of Down to get us up and running again.
And it'll be the first time when the team wears the new Mooney's kit at Port of Down next Saturday.
Yeah, it is indeed. And it's a proud day for Stephen Mooney. You know, I can only thank this young man who's come forward, Linfield man through and through. He's come forward. He's put his money up front. And I would encourage supporters to encourage him and support his wee business. And I would just like to thank him personally for all that he's doing.
And of course, it's well worth mentioning that every supporter who, you know, pays to get Mooney's on the shirt, the money's going to the Children's Hospice again.
Yes, yes, Stephen's been more than happy with that. Any supporter comes in, gets the logo on, the good news is the hospice benefits.
And last year, I think it's about £18,000 was raised for the Children's Hospice. So the supporters have done a fantastic job.
Absolutely fantastic job. We're sitting on about £18,000 at the minute, and we've still a lot of money coming in, and we're hoping to push it over the £20,000 mark.
That's magic.